Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
It's hard when you walk past the Clevelander and you walk past like Levitard set and you're like, damn. He figured it all out.
You're like, who are these Marlins? Let's see. Let's get into this media guy real quick.
No, I don't even care about it. I'm not even talking about it from the sports standpoint. I'm talking about it from the sports radio standpoint. Levitard made ESPN come to him. They work 50 feet from the beach. I mean, it's insane. You talk about the top of the profession. That's where it is. He's it right now. He lives like two blocks from the studio, walks to work every day. So every time we go down there and we walk past it, Mel's basically like, why aren't you Dan Levitard? And I'm like, because I'm not as good? I don't know. But I would want that here.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Yeah, I leave for Miami tomorrow. I'm going to be doing some stuff for Super Bowl week. I'll be broadcasting my show on Radio Row, and I'm going to do some stuff for NBC Sports Chicago. Mr. Gill, my boss over there, has come up with a plan for me to do some podcasting while I'm there, so it's going to be a good, good time. Thank you so much for making us your choice between noon and 2. We have a lot of fun stuff planned for you. If you're a White Sox fan, you're going to get your fix today. We're going to go in depth with James and Guff. It's going to be a good time when we talk about the White Sox as we get ready for Sox Fest. There's some Cubs stuff that I'd like to discuss coming up in the next segment, but we start the show as we start all things with a rundown.
Run them down.
The Rundown.
Here is your rundown for Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. Michael Kopech had a charity event yesterday where he cut his hair. It's always nice to see. So he's got the short look going right now as he heads into White Sox Fest. He said this about how the team looks this year compared to previous years.
It's funny because we were just talking about that a couple of days ago. We were out just playing catch. I think me, Zach Birdie, Ryan Burr, Grandal was out there. But it was just kind of that camaraderie, but more so the camaraderie, the underlying competitiveness in all of us. It just felt like a different energy, I think, was a word that was used. And we were all pulling in the same direction, which I think is kind of a glimpse to us of what the future is going to look like. Not to look too far ahead, but I think we all are pulling in the same direction. Not that that wasn't the case before, but I think we're all starting to kind of get that taste, so to speak, that we want to get into it.
Kopech will be on the McNeil and Parkin show today at 3 o'clock. Saturday, DePaul beat number 5 Butler, and they beat him up too for their first win in the Big East. DePaul, fun fact, has more wins in the Big Ten than they do in the Big East. They're 3-0 in the Big Ten. They're 1-5 now in the Big East because this happened last night.
Four shoots. Zagorowski, Bell. That's his range. Bell. He banks it in. Count it. It's a 3 for Creighton.
I'm trying so hard to not get upset about DePaul basketball. Start off 12-1, and then you get to conference play. You look good in non-conference play, and then you get to conference play, and you can't put it together. I think that they have to have 7 wins in conference and a win in the conference tournament if they're talking about being a tournament team. they've now put themselves in a position where they're going to have to go on a pretty significant run to make that happen. And that's what you were hoping wouldn't happen when your team starts 12-1. Okay, moving on to the NBA. This gave me a lot of joy last night. Zion came out there, and it's a remarkable, he's still got a baby face because he's 19, right? He's 19 years old. And the baby face didn't have a great time in the first half. And then in the fourth quarter, he was out there lighting people up.
Ball, left corner, Frank, floated into Zion, Aldridge on him. Up top, Lonzo, stutter step back to Zion. Oh my, step back three, left!
Yes, it is, Todd, from the Pelicans Radio Network. It is happening. Zion scored 17 straight points yesterday. The Pelicans lost the game, but it was super exciting. Here's what the rookie had to say about his debut.
How difficult was it when you kind of found that rhythm to not be able to stay in, knowing that long-term it may have been a better decision?
It's very hard. I'm 19. Honestly, in that moment, I'm not thinking about longevity. I'm thinking about winning that game. So it was very tough.
It is, but you have to think about the fact that this is, you know what? It's funny. I thought about it because he's got, 37 more games to play. This is actually a better way to do your rookie year because everyone kind of goes through that rookie wall. So he'll have a mini NBA season to work off of to go into the offseason. As weird as it sounds, I think it actually kind of worked out. Hopefully he stays healthy because he is a tremendously talented young man. And seeing the energy that was brought into that building, and as a viewer, the joy that it brought me last night, like while I'm sitting there in my house, it's the middle of the night, I'm screaming because he's knocking down these threes. Good for him. Good for him. Meanwhile, over at the Bulls, this was great. Our friend Layla Rahimi had a chance to talk with Jim Boylan, and Jim Boylan made a comparison that Layla put out there with a straight face. She was professional. But when you hear it, you're going to be like, come on, fam. This is who Jim Boylan thinks Luke Kornet is and can be.
We talked about that half that Luke Kornet had is wearing out in the third quarter. And believe it or not, Jim Boylan said that he reminds him of Robert Horry. That was something that Boylan brought up yesterday at practice, Neil and Stacey. Of course, Boylan spent time as an assistant with the Rockets. And he said Horry was one of the first guys who could rim protect at a high level and make threes. We all know Robert Horry could shoot a three. Luke Kornet with one made three tonight, but that's the idea. He said Luke Kornet has rim protection, block shots, and he liked how he guarded Giannis and Antetokounmpo in the first half against the Bucks, gentlemen.
What?
Neil Funk, Stacey King.
Oh, my goodness. Robert Horry?
Yeah,
Robert Horry was a great two-way player. Won rings, too. Oh, my goodness.
He's got seven of them. Neil and Stacey not buying it. They're not buying what Jim Boylan is trying to sell about Luke Kornet. Here's the good thing, though. Zach LaVine still going off on people.
Bulls with the chance here to take the lead. Markkanen in front on a pump. Circle left with a handoff. Left wing LaVine. Yes! Three ball. Onions, baby onions. Zach LaVine with 127 left. Bulls lead by three.
Baby onions has been at least 6 years. Baby onions. Full-blown onions, right? I'm gonna need a ruling. Zach LaVine, I know he's not 25 yet, but he's been in the league for 6 years. Baby onions or full-blown onions?
Full-blown.
Herbie, full-blown onions or baby onions?
Yeah, he might be an all-star this year, so full-grown.
Yeah, shouldn't be.
Wow.
He finished with 25 points. Carl Anthony Towns had 40, so there you go for Luke Kornet.
What?
But the Bulls win 117-110. And that concludes our rundown for Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. What are you two laughing at? What's going on
the
over there?
The fact that
I love that the Bulls broadcast as a whole on TV is allowed to clown the team, the coach, the ownership openly. Like, I know they're kind of sensitive over there with, you know, the Reinsdorfs, and Stacy had no problem with having real emotion about that comparison.
Well, here's the thing. Neil's retiring, so he's all out of bleeps to give. And Stacy's got rings. And it's hard when you have alums who have rings, and he's clearly beloved by the fan base. You got to let them do what they do. And if Stacy would have been like, you know what, I see it, we all would have been like, come on, man.
I mean, you see it in the postgame, too. Kendall only played like a year for the Bulls, but he's still real. And Will Perdue, man.
Will is out here not caring.
That Bulls Outsiders show, friends.
Shout out to the Bulls Outsiders, by the way. I know they were taking some crap. Those are three nice dudes, and they work really hard
at that
show. So shout out to the Bulls Outsiders. I see you, Peck. I see you out there trying to cause trouble on Twitter for people.
Speaking of none to give.
Yeah, yeah. I thought they handled things appropriately.
Much better than I would have.
And they got an appropriate response from it, too. And I would imagine that perhaps Mark will think twice before he does it again. But probably not. This was a guy who used to do the thing with Mongo where he'd take the knife and he'd do the... Y'all don't even know what TV was like in the 80s here in Chicago when Mark Giangreco was on Channel 5. It was a thing. But shout out to the Bulls Outsiders, guys, because I do appreciate them, and they do fine work on their show that kind of doesn't have rules.
What did Mark say?
It's not important.
I mean, no one heard it, but what did he say?
Wow. People can go on the Twitter and they can find it themselves. But like I said, I thought Peck handled it pretty well, and the boys did a good job of kind of making fun of the whole doggone thing. And that, you know what I found out, Campy? I found out with the two executive producers of this show, Tony was going to get me in trouble one way, and Herbie's going to get me in trouble in another.
100%.
Yeah. So like Tony's going to get me in trouble with me losing my mind trying to work through his conspiracy theories and his weirdness and him being so young. Herbie just is a Twitter terrorist and is just likes to drop bombs on people that I didn't have to be like, no, everything's cool. No, he was just messing around.
Herb.
Oh yeah, that's 100%. And you are associated with me, and so you have to, you know, vouch for me sometimes.
Yes, especially yes,
with,
I do.
Especially with teams.
With teams and people that keep blocking you. Do you know how many people that I interact with on a semi-regular basis that have blocked you?
I'd go with at least a dozen.
It's lower than that, but still.
We're talking about what, Cap?
Fitz?
Oh, Fitz? Oh, I don't care about that one. Until he becomes the Bears coach, apparently. Ugh.
All right. And this is what I mean.
Well, lately, I got blocked by, what's that guy who we have on here? The baseball guy, John Heyman.
John Heyman blocked you too?
Yeah.
What did you say to John Heyman?
He was, you know, trying to carry some water for the White Sox, and I wasn't having it. And I pretty much used the word. I said that he was being simple-minded, which I shouldn't have done. You can disagree without being disagreeable. And he took exception to that, and we had a conversation off the air.
Have you been blocked by Rick Hahn's burner account?
No, I think that guy still has me up.
Okay, good.
That's how you know it's not Rick running the burner account.
Maybe his kids.
No, I don't mean the actual at Rick Hahn's burner account. I mean his burner account. We'll talk to him about it tomorrow at 1. Rick Hahn's going to join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock here on the show. Anyone else on your enemies list that
Rick
I need
know
to
who
know?
I am, firstly.
That's not true, because along with being the general manager of the White Sox, he's also a fairly regular listener to this radio station. He's very aware of who you are.
Passively.
He's very aware of who you are. It's fine. I signed up for this. I knew what I was getting.
Look on Hurt's face was great. It was a half I don't care, half an oblique.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people over at White Sox know who you are, Herb.
Come on out to Reggie's tomorrow night.
Well, maybe. I mean, Rick's been there before. He did it with the White Sox Talk podcast. I think they were at Reggie's.
We can always have a drink and have a civil conversation.
Oh, he's the best. I mean, you'll see tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I mean, everyone knows Rick is the best. We're very lucky with the baseball executives in this town on the baseball side of things. We're very lucky between Jed, Theo, Rick, and even Kenny. You get good stuff. I'm still trying to convince Kenny to come on the show. He won't. And the podcast. That's what I want him on House of L.
You want him unfiltered?
Yes.
Let some MFs go.
If he wants, I don't care.
Bring the mobile studio to the golf cart. Bring him a new pair of shades.
I mean, we could do that. I could set that up for Glendale. Like, that could be the podcast. I could put all the equipment in the back. Kenny could drive around in the golf cart, and we could just talk about life. I have questions. The thing about Kenny that used to always crack me up is because when we would butt heads, it was like, we're very much alike. And that's why we would butt heads. Neither one of us given an inch. But it's okay. And we've done a bunch of really cool. He's been very instrumental in the Amateur City Elite stuff that they've done over there, which is great. But Rick will be on the show tomorrow at 1. And hopefully, Herb doesn't ruin that between now and 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Never. He's had a great offseason. He's on my A-list. Thumbs up, Rick.
His column A-list.
Does that even sound sincere?
No, he's definitely been great. If you guys have been listening to Locked On Sox, I've been giving him nothing but kudos.
Tell people where they can hear your podcast
at the beginning
again.
Of it, no, I was MFing him every day. But Locked On Sox. It's at Locked On Sox on Twitter. You can find it anywhere you find your podcast, Spotify, Apple, Stitcher.
Okay. We need to take a break.
Yes, we do.
When we come back, Crane Kenny was on the Score this morning, and we've been having these conversations about Marquee. I think it's fair to give the Cubs their say. I am curious for you to listen to this and what your reaction is going to be. So we'll do that, and then we'll get your reaction next here on the Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This segment is being brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. And bottom of the hour, it's being brought to you by the fine folks over at the Chicago Wolves. If you want to sign a one-day contract with the Wolves that comes with a $5,000 signing bonus, go to chicagowolves.com/sprint. to learn how to win the Sprint Power Play Payday. I'm Lawrence Holmes. This is my show. Here with you until 2 o'clock. On the Score earlier today, Crane Kenny, who is the Theo of the business side of the Cubs, was on Mully and Haw. And it's a long interview. There's actually another piece of it that we thought was interesting, which we'll get to later on. But since we've been having on this show the discussion about Marquee and the effect that it has on fans and all of these things, I thought it would be appropriate to play the Cubs' response to some of the criticism they received at Cub Convention, some of the criticism that they've received here on these airwaves, and I wonder if this will lead to more of it. I'm not sure. But there was a good chunk of time spent with the boys this morning discussing Marquee. So I want you to take a listen, turn it up. Like, this is one of those you want to turn it up a little bit. It starts out with Crane explaining that some of the frustration that boiled over into boos at Cub Convention for Tom Ricketts comes from a place that is a fear of change.
Having gone to a few conventions, you know, the video boards were booed, and, you know, leaving GN for the score was booed, and, you know, taking down the McDonald's was booed, and, you know, they booed Clark the Cub. I mean, they'll boo a stuffed animal. So anything that changes is ripe for critique, and certainly moving from, you know, what was really a bad experience. If you think about last season, you know, we had games on GN, we had games on ABC, we had games on NBC Sportsnet, we had games on NBC Sportsnet Plus. We actually had a game in September, if you can imagine, because of Bachelor, we got preempted on ABC and we had to move a game to CIU. So our games were all over the map. You know, I think one of the bigger sort of misnomers or false narratives is that the games on GN were free, that people were getting those for free, and they have never been for free, at least not in the last 30 years. Unless you're using rabbit ears to pull the signal out of the sky, you know, the FCC 30 years ago told the cable carriers, hey, you have to pay over-the-air television stations for their content. And so every Comcast subscriber has been paying for GN for the last 30 years at a big rate, because GN, you know, I used to negotiate those deals for GN. Last year, they had 150 live events, you know, between the Bulls, Blackhawks, White Sox, and Cubs. And we would make the case when I was on the GN side, you know, we should be treated like a cable network, and we should get paid like a cable network. So for all those folks who said, oh, you know, I don't see a line item on my cable bill for GN, they just don't break it out. But everyone has been paying for GN for years and years and years. And this idea that, oh, they used, you know, I used to get those games for free, that's just a false narrative. So really what we're trying to do is bring all the games together in one place, make it really easy. And then to your point, you know, we got to, you know, start from scratch and say, if we were doing this thing from scratch, what kind of product would we bring to our fans? And so we started thinking about folks who'd had a great experience as a Cub player or manager, and then had gone on to do some nice work in the broadcasting world. So, you know, it leads us to players like Plesac and Carlos Pena and Dempster and Sutcliffe and Pinella. And then Jason Hamels has not had a career in broadcasting yet, but we like that current feeling of from the 2016 team. And what's really neat is, you know, they all kind of volunteered. The most interesting volunteer was probably Chris Myers, who we literally got an inbound call from Bill Murray saying, I've got a friend who is dying to play a role in your new network, and I'd love to have you consider him. And it was, you know, one of the biggest names in sports broadcasting in the last 20 years. So, you know, we were really flattered. We were really humbled by the inbound interest. And then, you know, we kind of put together the best team we could think of.
Where are you at with Comcast? That's by far the biggest carrier that has yet to come to terms. Obviously, there are other ones. Where are the negotiations at? Can you get it done?
Yeah, we think we'll get it done. You know, we wish they had gone first. Instead, DirecTV went first in picking us up, which was a nice accomplishment. One, because DirecTV is available in every part of our region. So, you know, Major League Baseball defines your home television territory. So the league draws a map and says the Cubs can broadcast in this region, which in our case is largely, you know, all of Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and a little bit of Michigan and Wisconsin. And that's the footprint where we can broadcast. You know, certain cable carriers, like we announced at the convention, there are 22 smaller carriers that have just picked up Marquee. They're only available in certain regions, so maybe in the, you know, Quad Cities area, but not downstate and not Chicago. The nice thing about DirecTV is it's the entire region, so everybody in the region can get the network if they subscribe to DirecTV. And then AT&T and Mediacom and Charter came on, and then we had 22 others. So Comcast is the biggest domino. They've got half the market, and we've had good conversations with them. What's important for me is the terms that have been accepted by the 25 carriers are the very same terms we're offering to Comcast. And so our negotiation is pretty simple. It's, listen, these terms are acceptable kind of to the marketplace, and we hope you'll carry it, you know, on the same terms and certainly no higher hurdle than anyone else has had to climb. And so we think it'll get done. We know they love sports. Dish is a little different. You know, Dish did not pick up NBC Sportsnet, so the Bulls and Blackhawks not available on Dish right now. And Charlie Ergen, who runs that company, has a little different look right now at the sports landscape. But Comcast picked up, you know, the Bulls and Blackhawks and White Sox, and they certainly know the importance of the Cubs because last year, you know, we were with NBC Sportsnet, and actually the Cubs represented 50% of the rating points. So if you looked at all of the games, the four teams, and divided them by team, half of the rating points belong to one team, and that was the Cubs. So they know the importance of the team. They're really smart. They're really good people at Comcast. I know, you know, I was on the board with them for 15 years. I think they do the right thing at the end of the day, given the terms are as advantageous to them as they are to anyone else.
So two quick follow-ups to that, Crane. Of those 25 deals, how many of those include what's referred to as favored nation clauses, which gives them the best rate of any other carrier? So that would be number one. And secondly, does the deal with Comcast have to come before the deal with other streaming services like Hulu and YouTube?
So let me take the second one first. No, and we're kind of having – and when I say we, it's really Sinclair. They're the ones who are doing most of the negotiating.
Okay.
But they're having simultaneous conversations with all the what we'll call over-the-top or streaming services, so Hulu and Fubo and YouTube. At the same time, they're talking to Comcast. So no, that one doesn't have to come before the other. And I'd expect to see a streaming service. Remember, AT&T now is a streaming service, so that's already done. But the others, I think, come on, probably at least as soon as, if not sooner than Comcast. And then the question about MFNs, and I can't get into the terms of the deals. Each one has a confidentiality clause, so I couldn't share what each deal was. I can tell you that the terms being offered to Comcast are the same as what's been acceptable to the other 25.
Why do you think they're not biting then?
Well, I mean, I think everyone goes at their own pace. It's really just a question of when for me. We haven't, you know, we're not on the air. So, you know, a Comcast subscriber is not missing anything today. And listen, negotiations, everyone has a different pace. I think DirecTV wanted to get out of the gate first, being the second largest provider of cable distribution in the marketplace, and make a statement, hey, we have the Cubs. Comcast, you know, decided not to go first. And, you know, everybody has a different strategy. And you've seen these things wind down to the finish line before, where they, you know, some of them get done the day before, where the negotiating teams think they have the most leverage if they wait. Others think that they have an advantage by getting out early and calming the market and telling folks, you know, don't worry, DirecTV subscribers, we will have the Cubs.
So
now what is interesting, I go into Xfinity stores and occasionally have called my Comcast provider, and I said, listen, I don't tell them who I am. And I said, what are you going to do with the Cubs? And I'm assured every time I talk to them, so far, 3 for 3, oh, no, we'll have the Cubs. So they are telling their subscribers they're going to have the network. But we'll see when it gets done.
So, Crane, it's a little different this year. Obviously, you're not partners with NBC Sports Chicago. You're not partners on the same network as the White Sox. It's a television network, and you know, it's competition. So is the White Sox games are direct competition with Cubs games. Is that the way to view it? Is that enhance the rivalry? Does it have any effect on it at all?
I'm not sure it enhances the rivalry. We don't really see them as competitors in the television marketplace. Maybe not that strange for you or your listeners. Not many people really watch the Cubs and White Sox at the same time. I think if you're, you know, programming ABC versus Fox News, and someone's going to be following the impeachment trial, they'll say, listen, I want to pick one or the other to hear what happened yesterday in the news. But you know, usually people who follow teams don't follow both at the same time. So it's less a competition thing. And in fact, the opposite. We hope they do really well. A robust sports marketplace is good for everyone, and that's what we saw when we were with, when we were together with them. So when the Bulls and Blackhawks were doing well, ratings for Cubs and White Sox were up. And I'd say if the White Sox have a great team this year, I think it'll help the Cubs' ratings as well.
So that was Crane Kenny on. I would have this rebuttal to Crane. Yes, there are people that are getting WGN and Channel 7 and even WCIU for free. And in a lot of cases, not all, in a lot of cases, those people are cord cutters. That's part of the idea. Like, they have a streaming service for some of their streaming stuff, and for the local channels, they have rabbit ears. You know how much rabbit ear? I did it this weekend. I moved one of my TVs from upstairs, where it's connected to my Comcast cable, to downstairs so that people could watch the game where I don't have a connection. I didn't have time to have Comcast come out and put one in. But since the games were on free television, I ordered rabbit ears for like $7 from Amazon, got the rabbit ears in one day, and then watched the broadcast clean as a whistle with the rabbit ears. And there are other people that, like, that's their life, that they have a streaming service, and for local stuff, they have rabbit ears and watch Channel 9 or Channel 7 or WCIU or Fox 32. That's one of my quibbles with what Crane had to say. Herbie actually called. We heard Crane's claim about the people that he talked to at the Xfinity store. So we had Herbie call Xfinity to find out what they were saying. We'll tell you what they said next here on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we need to clean up some things for the younger viewers or listeners in our audience. Someone texted and said, Lawrence, I don't know what you guys are talking about. What are rabbit ears? Okay. Rabbit ears is an affectionate term that is used for antennas that connect to the back of your television. Before cable television, before satellite, you used to be able to get local channels off of just the antenna that was connected to your television. So, channel 2, channel 5, channel 7, channel 9, channel 32, channel 44, channel 20, channel 26, channel 11, channel 50. Remember Samurai Sundays? Channel 66. You could get all those channels by moving your antennas around to find the best place. It still works. There's still an over-the-air signal that can be caught. So, like, you could have a television, and I did this when I moved the TV downstairs on Sunday. you can have a television that gets all of the local and their digital channels that go with it. So Channel 2 has a bunch of digital networks. So instead of Channel 2, it's 2.1 or 2.2 or 2.3. And there's different programming that is on those networks, okay? Usually it's a lot of old stuff. Like I went to a rabbit hole where I think I was watching Channel 26's, a couple of their digital networks, and they had reruns of Wonder Woman on. And I was like, Linda Carter, let's go. So I watched a couple episodes of Wonder Woman. So that's what, when we were talking about rabbit ears, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the antennas that connect to your TV. And if you get a TV, like it literally works now. I'm not kidding. Like I went and got, I actually think that it's not a bad idea to have in your house just in case. Because there might be bad weather and your dish or your cable might go out. It's not a bad idea to just have rabbit ears in the house. But that's what it is. And I realize that this is a person who's probably never had to have that moment where they're moving the antennas around. But back in my day, we actually had to do that. We also had to manually go and turn the television channel. It literally used to have a dial, and you would dial up. Like you would turn it like you were turning on a stove. People still have stoves in their houses, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Before we went to break, now that I've taken you back into the Stone Ages, Crane Kenny had said that he's walked into a couple of Xfinity stores and he's talked to people, and the people at the Xfinity store, who I don't think have a ton of authority, but they've said to him they're going to be carrying the Cubs network on Marquee. So we said, all right, let's fact check Crane. We obviously can't go in time and go with him inside these stores if he in fact did go into the stores. But we can call Comcast and see what they tell us. So Herbie called Comcast to ask them a similar question. What was your experience like?
Well, I was asking for new service. I was going to my old address, so I fibbed a little bit. But after a little conversation of what I wanted, I just said I wanted TV. The person quoted me 120 channels will be like $80. And I was like, all right, cool. I know the Cubs are moving to a different station. Will I have the Cubs station in this package? The person said yes. I was like, for the same price. She said yes.
Okay. So Crane wasn't fibbing about that. That Comcast employees in the Chicagoland area are telling people that they're going to have Marquee. I would caution everyone to not use that as something to get excited about. Because, again, I don't think they have the authority to tell you that they're going to have Marquee. I feel like those are negotiations that are going on at a much higher level than the person who picked up the phone for Herbie. But it was good to know that it backed up Crane's claim of walking into the Xfinity store and getting that answer.
No hesitation either. I don't know if that's part of their whole spiel now, if they're giving them that. But there was no like, hey, let me go and ask a manager. No, she's like, yes, you're going to get the Cubs games.
Now, Campy, did you say that you noticed something on your bill in January that there's already been an increase? By the way, I'm a big proponent of look at your cable bill. I'm a big proponent of that.
Yeah, it was just over $5 more. Now, I hit like the details on it and it didn't like specify what that $5 was.
It didn't say like Marquee channel.
No, it didn't say anything like that. So I haven't had a chance to like check the bill before that to see what's different and, you know, like under what like category that's considered. But I didn't make any extra purchases, at least that I know about, for the last month. So interesting.
Very interesting. All right, so let's just leave it here for today. That'll be the end of that. We heard from Crane. He made his case. The people are making their case via text line on this. Herbie also called Comcast. His story checks out with Crane's story of talking to the Comcast people. And there's still no resolution as of yet. All right, cool. How about this? White Sox. White Sox. Go, go, White Sox. Sox Fest starts tomorrow. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk White Sox with two of my favorite Sox people coming up next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.